Meanwhile, still with me from the New York Observer, Andre Walker, and comedian from the MASH Report, Steve N. Allen. Let's right now talk about stalking, though. And this comes as new stalking protection orders are coming into place to give police a powerful new tool to protect victims. Let's talk to Rachel Holman about this. She's chair of Paladin National Stalking Advocacy Service. Good morning to you, Rachel.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us, what is the new protection orders? What are they going to do?
So the idea is that these protection orders will keep the stalker away from the victim for a minimum of 2 years. They can also have provision within them that the stalker accesses therapy, etc. So they are a great tool in terms of keeping people safe, because there's a huge problem with stalkers not being charged. And that really is my concern about these orders, that whilst they are great, I don't want to see them used instead of charges, because just having one of these orders doesn't give the stalker a criminal record.
And that's what the issue is, isn't it? I mean, so stalkers are risking a 5-year jail term for breaching the new court orders introduced by the government, and the new stalking protection orders offering, they say, added safeguards. It is extraordinary, the scale at which we're talking about. 1 in 5 women and 1 in 10 men have at some point in their lives been victims of stalking. I had a stalker some years back, and not in person, thank goodness, phone, text message and the like. And I have to say, the police were absolutely not interested at all when I went to the police after. I mean, I'm talking about a text message and a phone call, pretty much every minute of every hour of every day. And eventually, actually, he ended up getting a suspended sentence for threatening to rape and kill another woman who's in the public eye. It didn't get that far with me, but because I went to the police very early on. But if I hadn't been a journalist and hadn't basically said, I'll be calling the chief of the Metropolitan Police tomorrow if someone doesn't turn up at my home today to sort this out, I don't think it would have been sorted out. And this is one of the issues, isn't it, that we know the police are taking this more seriously now, but there seems to be so much emphasis on the victims, whether men or women, that they have to keep a record. They have to provide weeks or even months, sometimes even years of evidence before any action is taken. And even when it is taken, these men are still, it is normally men, there are lots of women as well who are stalkers, but no action is taken against them.
Yeah, it's a huge problem, as you've just summarised. The vast majority of stalkers get away with it, unfortunately, and whilst the police have been saying for a long time, please report this, Paladin have been encouraging victims to report it, people are now reporting. There's been a huge increase in the amount of victims coming forward about this. The problem is that the prosecutions are actually going down. And the police aren't charging victims, and I'm a solicitor in private practice, and a lot of my job is helping victims obtain the evidence, effectively investigating their own crime, to encourage the police to prosecute it, and that's just not right. And these orders will not change anything in relation to that. So it's a great add-on, it's a great tool, but there's still the main problem is the police are not taking this seriously at all, and in my view, it's because the majority of victims are women.
But the bizarre thing is that even when there are court orders, even when there is a criminal prosecution, we hear again and again that, you know, that men, and again in these cases where we do see the actual violence resulting as a result of stalking, and actually, you know, your chances of your stalker turning violent are terrifyingly high, in terms of the number of women who get beaten or raped or killed by a stalker. I mean, it's still a minority of those, but it's still terrifyingly high. But there'll be a court order saying you're not allowed to contact this woman, you're not allowed to do anything. And then men are standing outside the woman's home and they call the police and no one turns up. It seems to me, once you've got a court order saying you may not contact this person is afraid of you because of these reasons, once you contact that person again, I don't understand why you're not automatically back behind bars.
Well, it's a good point, and I would obviously be very much in favour of that. The criminal justice system as a whole, I think, doesn't really recognise how serious this is. It does often lead to rape and homicide. And if we don't nip it in the bud in the early days, it escalates and escalates. It gets worse and worse. And the only way that victims will be safe, in my view, is when perpetrators are behind bars, not subject to an order, because stalking is about obsession and fixation. And if you're dealing with somebody who's obsessed, a piece of paper saying, don't go near this woman, is not really going to make much difference, is it? So the only way, I think, is by prosecuting and by having robust sentences. Breach of one of these orders is 5 years. The maximum sentence for stalking is now 10 years, and that's what we need to focus on.
OK, Rachel Holman, thank you very much for joining us. Chair of Paladin, the National Stalking Advocacy Service. Let's turn our attention to something completely different, and that's